The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things. Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin?" They discussed this amongst themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." The Gospel of the Lord. Morning, guys. You guys have a good weekend? Yeah? Cool. Any idea what happened right before this gospel today? We didn't hear it, so you'd have to know a little bit more about Matthew, which I think some of you are studying. What happened right before this interaction with the scribes and the elder priests? It's okay if you don't know. Okay, so right before this, Christ... it's a famous scene. Christ is cleaning out the temple. He's overturning money changers' tables. He's getting rid of all the animals that are in the temple area. So this is what's happening. And so this is the scene in the gospel today is the elder priests and the scribes' response to Christ overturning the money changers and cleansing the temple. What did they ask him? I know it's early on a Monday morning. There you go. No, that's what Christ asks them. What do they ask Christ? Why is he doing it? By what authority did you do these things? Whose authority do you have that you're allowed to overturn money changer tables and do anything in this temple? Where does he get this authority from? God. Yeah. It's Jesus Christ has this authority from God. God has given Christ all authority. And because of this, Christ knows the will of the Father. And he does the will of the Father. And so him overturning the money changer tables was really Christ doing the will of the Father. Throughout the gospel, Christ has given us a few, let's call them rules to live by. What are these rules? You guys should know them. They're actually pretty easy. Yeah. Say that one more. Treat others the way you want to be treated. What else? There's a lot of them. Ten Commandments, yeah. All those are in there. We got to follow those. Come on. You guys know them. I know it's early. I'm sorry. I got to ask questions to keep you awake. The Beatitudes, yeah. There's two big ones. Corporal works of mercy, those are good. But there's two big ones. Yes, what are they? Yes, love God and love your neighbor as yourself. So we have a lot of rules. I mean, there's many other things. God actually commands us to pray. He commands us to do all these things. But so it sounds like there's quite a few rules, right? Do you guys have rules at home? What are random rules at home? Whether you like them or not, what are the rules at home? What do you guys got? Anything? No rules at home? You guys are just in a lawless society? This is amazing. Feed the pets every morning?
I have to take my dogs on a walk every day.
Take the dogs on a walk every day? Okay. Are you guys allowed to be on your tablets 24/7? No, so you got screen time often. Parents telling you you can't watch YouTube until 2 a.m. Okay. What else? What are the rules? Are you allowed to walk home by yourself? Are you allowed to, I don't know. I don't know what rules you guys have. But that's one. Yeah. Can't use balls in the house. Yeah, I can see why, you know, maybe playing baseball in the house is a bad idea. No roughhousing with your brothers, yeah. I'm not going to be able to hear you, so speak up. I still can't hear you. Sorry. Say it one more time. Okay, so if there's any dishes in the sink and you put one in, you got to clean all the dishes. Feed the parakeets every morning. No shoes past the mudroom. Homework done before you do electronics? Okay. Yeah, so, all right, one more. No what in the house? Cleats? Okay, yeah. All right, so why do your parents have rules for you? Any idea?
So that there's not chaos.
So that to reduce the amount of chaos in the life of the household, yeah? That's part of it. What else? To keep you safe, to protect you. What do you got? Show authority. I mean, they're exercising their authority. I hope they're not giving you rules just to show that they're in charge, yeah. But teach you how to be reverent, give you order. Yeah. So these are a lot of the reasons. So protection, your safety, to give some sort of sense of order and normalcy to the life, and really to guide us, right? So we know that God has authority. We know that Christ received that authority from God. Does Christ give that authority to anyone? I'll give you a hint. It's in Matthew. We didn't read it today. Matthew 16, 18. I forget what class. Was it 7th grade or 8th grade? I was talking about my favorite passage in Matthew. 7th grade. So 7th graders should know it if they remember it at all. No, we're looking for authority. Gives it to Peter. Do you remember Matthew 16, 18. Thou art Peter, and upon this rock I shall build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give to you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. What you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and what you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. This Bible passage is referencing Christ giving the authority that he received from God on to Peter, the rock, the foundation of the church, the first pope. And so we also have, in addition to all the commands and rules that God has set down for us, the church, after reflecting on the entirety of the gospel, has given us clarity, I guess you could say, in the form of more rules, but always for our goodness, for our happiness, for our health, and for our protection, our safety, to help guide us closer to our Lord. This is why one of the random rules is we can't miss Mass on Sundays. The church says we are obliged to go on Sundays unless we're excused. The church says we have to receive communion once a year. The church also says we can't receive communion more than twice in one day. There's reasons for all of these, and it sounds like a lot, and maybe they are, but that's beside the point. But the church, Jesus, God, your parents, all these rules that are developed really are for our safety, for our protection, for our guidance. And so to submit ourselves to the authority, really the authority of God, because God gives the authority to Jesus, who gave the authority to the church, who effectively passes on that authority for our spiritual well-being to our parents. And so all of these rules that exist come back to the authority of God and who has authority. We can either, this Advent, cleanse the temple like Jesus Christ did, cleanse all of this animosity towards the authorities that God have put over us, or we cannot and let all that crud build up inside of our hearts, inside of our souls, and then just kind of be unhappy. It's up to us, though. Do we want to cleanse the temple with Christ or not? I think I had a really good ending, but I can't remember it. It's Monday morning. I'm tired just like you guys are, so I'm going to end there.